Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning and welcome to Adventures in Creation. My name is Kai Silva and I am Mrs. Nancy's grandson. Today I'm going to talk to you about birds that migrate to Florida every winter. Jeremiah 8:7 says, "Even the stork, the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration." I live in Southwest Florida, and every fall, hundreds of thousands of birds migrate from the northern states in Canada, where it's cold in winter, to Southwest Florida, where it stays warm. The tiny birds, like finches, to the large birds, such as woodsocks, eagles, and hawks, are migratory. The Everglades in Florida are covered with birds. If you drive around my town, Naples, Florida, or the Everglades, a large world of grasses and gentle flowering water that supports all types of birds, you can see them everywhere. My town has canals along the main streets to let the rain water flow into them, and the birds love them. Ospreys, also known as the sea eagles, love to land in light posts along the streets above canals to catch fish. Bald eagles soar over our city and along the coastline. Thousands of shorebirds migrate for a warm winter and then they head north in the spring and summer to nest and raise their young. Many birdwatchers come to Florida in the winter months to view these amazing migratory birds. My grandparents spent 2 years trying to find very rare birds that migrate to Florida, and the whooping crane. Seeing six of them at a cattle watering through the rim outside of Orlando was very exciting. God put a call into birds and to migrate for food and survival. In Florida in winter, visitor birds are wonderful to watch. Thank you, Jesus, for birds' migration to Southwest Florida every year. Thank you for your ways with man and animals. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.